Despite all the warnings, she was smoking in bed, fell asleep.
Bad move.
And the fire begins. Showtime.
Keep those people back! This is an emergency! Don't you dare die on me! Freeze, damn it, freeze! She's gonna make it! She's gonna make it!
What the?
Single biology professor making an excess of $17,500 a year could manage to find time to grade your first biology research papers. I did, and as you can see, there was a shocking statistical anomaly. Pretty much all of you got A's. You deserve to congratulate yourselves. I got a real good feeling about this group, and I think that the parade of A's is going to continue straight through to the end of the semester. So much for the bell curve, right?
Yeah, bell curves suck, man. Yeah.
Mr. Kane.
Dr. Kane, seems to be a mistake here. You see, my brother and I each got a C minus on our reports.
C minus, me too.
Allow me to share something with the entire class. Last night as I was grading papers, I came across two gems, both entitled Cells Are Bad, and both with just one paragraph, which I unfortunately committed to memory. Cells are bad. My uncle lives in a cell. It's 10 foot by 12, and he has to read the same old boring magazine every day. The end.
You're talking about our papers, aren't you, Dr. Kane?
Yes, I am. And although my standards are nowhere near where they used to be, I still could not bring myself to put an A on top of those beauties. I hope you understand, guys.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now let's get back to work at the periodic table here, which is not, as some of you supposed...
A meteor? Where? Uh-huh. Route 89A. Yeah, got it. Yeah, rest assured, I will be there. Okay, bye.
So how's it look, Professor?
It's tight. Really, really tight, Lady, but not too tight, you know?
You just don't have the points, I'm sorry. But don't take it too hard. Geology is a lot tougher subject than people think.
Are you sure? I mean, couldn't you just check again? I really need this credit to get into nursing school.
Nursing school?
Wouldn't you be more comfortable in a different profession, one where people's lives were not dependent on you?
Actually, what I really want to be is Miss Arizona. But my pageant consultant says that nursing school will really impress the judges. Makes me look like I want to help people, enjoy
mankind.
Ready for lunch? Kind.
Or have you already eaten?
I was just concluding a teacher-student conference with Nadine here, Ira.
Harry, your dedication to your job is an inspiration to us all.
Regrettably, Nadine, I have a prior lunch engagement with Professor King. We'll talk about your extra credit later, okay? Cheer up.
Gotta grab my stuff.
Where are you taking me?
Meteor hit last night.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yep. And as the Glen Canyon official representative of the United States Geological Survey, I have been assigned to check it out. I'm taking you along in case I actually have to do something scientific. Then we eat.
You're an official representative of the USGS.
Signed up over the internet.
Were we on some cheerleader site and you accidentally got linked over to the USGS site?
Something like that.
Watch you now. Take it easy. That's my baby. There you go. Take it easy. Whoa! Whoa! Come on! Be careful! Who's going to pay me for the damage to my goddamn car?
Son, I told you we don't do that. It's force majeure.
Force majeure my ass. That car is a classic 73 Buick Riv.
Hey, now who are you?
Harry Block, United States Geological Survey. It's my secretary, Ira Kane. We're here to investigate the meteor, if indeed that is what it is.
Of course it's a damn meteor. It almost blew up my damn car.
You know, I'm still a little fuzzy on what you're doing there in the middle of the night.
Yeah, with Betty Lou here.
For the 1,000th time, I was practicing for my fireman's exam, which, for your information, started about 7 minutes ago. So I would really appreciate it if you let me get out of here.
So you and the blonde found the meteor?
Yeah, I found it. It bounced my car 200 feet in the air. Okay, can I go?
Bob, get him out of here. Right now.
Don't leave town. Well, Sheriff, is this the, point of penetration?
Yeah, it punched through into a cavern about 80 feet down.
Now, that's a hole.
Oh.
Next time, you carry this case.
Hey, you're the USGS representative. I believe that responsibility comes with a badge.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I believe we've located the target.
All right, keep your mouth closed.
Cheese!
Okay, hold it up now. All right?
Oh! Man,
got it.
Ooh, it's hot. It's really hot. It's really hot.
I'll hold you up, okay? You show me a little more nightstick. Thumbs up.
Look at these jackasses.
All right, muscles. Muscle pose.
Your big smile, fellas.
Right, looking good, fellas.
At ease, gentlemen. The feds are here.
Feds. What feds? Who let you down here?
Let's not get combative, Lieutenant. The USGS and local law enforcement have a long history of cooperation.
We're just down here to get some scientific samples, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, sure. We got all the photographic evidence we need. Carry on.
Thank you. Keep up the good work. Just hit last night. That's got stuff growing on it.
Could be cave moss.
Cave moss after just a few hours? That's peculiar.
Let's get a sample. Get out of here.
Ooh.
It's bleeding. It's a rock that bleeds.
Now that's really peculiar.
Let's bag it.
I don't know if this old Geological Society gig is all it's cracked up to be. I mean, yeah, it pads on my resume,
But am I growing as a person? Am I growing as a Division III women's volleyball coach? Hmm? Are you going to do those spectral thing your test is set to do in the guidebook?
Spectrograph. Yeah, I will do a full spectroscopic analysis. Your resume will shine.
Good. While I get to the game, let me know if you find anything. Ira, are you sure you can handle this by your lonesome?
All right.
They're dividing at an incredible rate. It's practically exponential. Their DNA has 10 base pairs.
10 base pairs.
That's right.
No, thank you, Ira. Thank you.
Harry, the DNA of all life on Earth has only 4 base pairs.
Come on, ladies. Look alive.
Harry, these are organisms from another world.
They're aliens.
Is the Nobel Prize paid in installments or in a lump sum like the lottery?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Here, my office.
Look, I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm concerned about the potential tax consequences.
Why are you here?
Just wanted to be a little cautious.
It's our discovery.
I'm all tingly.
Yeah.
I'm no biologist, but how many cells do single-celled organisms have?
If we're going to be big, important scientists, you have to start to act the part.
Why don't you take a look?
Multicellular organisms in there.
Yes, I know.
No, no, but they weren't there before.
Oh, so you snuck in.
No, there was no sneaking in. It's too amazing.
What?
It's like they're evolving.
They're growing.
Yeah, they're growing into more complex organisms. It's evolution.
Nobel, here we come.
Yeah, but it's 200 million years worth in just a few hours.
That's vast.
You have no idea.
All right, get ready! On my signal! Go! Recruit! Wake up! Wake up! Go! 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 Go!
buddy, these things happen. There's another test in 6 months.
6 months? I can't wait 6 months.
Well, at least you still got the pool gig over at the country club, right?
Great, thanks a lot.
Oh, be careful.
I got it. I got it. I do this.
Looks like we got some visitors.
Okay, class, since this is our first field trip, I want you to obey a few very simple rules, okay?
Ugh, dirt.
Nice footwear.
Yeah, it's perfect for spelunking. I don't want you to touch anything, don't move anything, don't even breathe unless we tell you to, and wear your protective gloves at all times.
And why do we have to do this?
First-hand field experience, that's why. The very meat and potatoes of geology.
Is this going to be on the final?
Yes. Officer, nice to see you again.
Hey, Professor, what's up?
I was just came to pick up the rock.
Pick it up?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, we're...
Yeah, just orders from the USGS. They went under controlled conditions. It's very technical.
Oh, technical stuff.
Oh, yes, technical. So, yeah, okay, go right ahead.
We're just going to haul it right on out of here.
Sure, go ahead.
Deke and Danny, hey, remember what we talked about, right? You guys are in charge of the hoisting. I want you to get the winch up to the hull. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, now, fellas, stop nodding and just stare at me for a second, okay? Focus. You understand what I want you to do?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Ira, I'm picking up a heavy, creepy vibe here.
Yeah, a lot has changed.
Class, I know these look like mushrooms, but please try to refrain from eating them.
It smells disgusting.
Nadine, sometimes science stinks. It's the game we play, baby. Rotten egg smell. Hydrogen sulfide, right?
Yeah, and ammonia and methane. It's like it's converting the atmosphere. Look at all this rudimentary plant life. It's amazing.
I don't want to get all girly here, but I think I feel something wiggling around my toes.
Ground does seem to be moving.
Whoa!
What's that?
Millions of them.
Ew, God. Oh,
hey,
barely 18 hours and we already have flatworms.
Look, look, look.
Hey, there they are!
Hi, Dr. K!
Hey, Dr. K! Whoa!
Man, I almost went down on that one!
That's awesome.
Hello, buddy. Not gonna hurt you. Not gonna hurt you.
Didn't hurt it, you killed it.
The oxygen must have killed it. Must need its own atmosphere to live. Yeah.
Why don't you grab a specimen jar? We'll try to scoop some of the atmosphere in there with them.
It took us 2 billion years to do what they did in just a couple of days.
Yeah. Those little germs are the embodiment of the American dream.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Professor Block, but I was just wondering if I'm correct in assuming that that little field trip before fulfilled any of my missing credit requirements?
You know, Nadine, you are a very, very smart girl, but if you would just focus.
Professor, the little wiggly worm things in there are breaking.
Hey, look, man.
No, he's not breaking, he's splitting. It's mitosis, that's how they reproduce.
No sex?
No time for sex.
Bummer.
Oh, the guys are splitting again.
Put it away, look. We call no one, we tell no one. This is our secret, right?
What about the government? I mean, is it the kind of thing they usually get involved in?
No government. I know those people.
absolutely not.
You do?
Look, this is our discovery, and we have to maintain absolute control. We have to do more research and check our findings, document everything.
Hey, Wayne?
What's this? That would be an all-cotton towel, sir. I believe it's a field crest.
It's a damp towel, Wayne. What the hell is a damp towel doing on my chaise?
Okay. Let me go take care of this for you.
You should, Wayne, because you're the pool manager, and if anyone knows what to do about the dampness on my chair, it's you.
Oh, you don't see the towels because you're the pool manager. Where did you guys come from? You're dead now. I checked the samples this morning. I found 3 different subspecies. I mean, these things are evolving so quickly.
God knows what we're going to find when we get back.
Whoa!
Please tell me there's an air show today.
Damn. Shit.
Can I help you?
Harry Block, Ira Kane, United States Geological Society.
We're doing some important research. This is our site.
I'm sorry, not anymore. You're not on the list.
What do you mean we're not on the list? We come here all the time.
Well, this is not a nightclub. Why don't you take it somewhere else?
Hey, I know my constitutional rights, okay? You
Harry,
can't tell
Harry,
me.
Harry, look, maybe you can call your superior. We can have a word with him.
I have a Harry Block and an Ira Kane out here. Claim they have some connection to the site. Let's check it out.
Yes, sir.
What? You got to know how to talk to the white man.
The white man about to get his ass.
Very sensitive man. The white man doesn't like to be yelled at.
Kane, Ira Kane.
Yeah.
The Ira Kane.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
You
hey,
bad.
Buddy. Whoa,
hey.
Hey.
Get his gun.
Take it easy.
Release me now.
All right, we're good. Up.
You're responsible for the worst month of my life.
What the hell was that about?
I don't know.
All right, drive straight down to the command tent. They're expecting you. Straight down. Go.
Thank you.
Just up here. General Woodman expecting you.
Russell Woodman?
Ira! Oh, what an unexpected surprise.
For me, too. I didn't realize we were on a hugging basis.
The same old Ira Kane. And you must be...
Harry Block, this is General Russell Woodman, head of U.S. Army Research.
General?
Harry.
So you two know each other.
Ira used to work for me, right, Ira?
I work with you. Actually.
Ira, you used to work in Army Research in the Pentagon?
Yeah.
And all this time I thought you were just a school teacher.
No. How did you find out about this, Russell?
Leave the Pentagon, you don't call me, you don't write. We like to keep tabs on our prodigal sons.
So you tapped my phone.
No, we're not the KGB, Ira.
Actually, we've been monitoring your computer.
His computer? All those girls in the photos are over 18.
Yes, I'm sure.
I should have figured, Russell.
Yes, you should have, and you should have known better than to try to keep something this big from us.
And the CDC.
Ah, just in time. Ira, this is Allison Reed, senior researcher in epidemiology. CDC.
Nice underwear.
Thank you.
A garter belt? Got a day function?
I can do it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Dr. Kane, I had heard about your recklessness, but you are way out of line on this one. Do you realize how dangerous this situation could have become?
It's nice to meet you too, ma'am.
No need to play the blame game here, Allison. No harm, no foul. Suffice it to say that we're all very appreciative of the discovery made by Dr. Kane and Mr. Black.
Block,
I'm sorry. The confirmation of the existence of life outside this planet
would be the greatest scientific discovery of our time.
Yes, actually.
Yes, it would. And you have my word that you'll be kept in the loop from this point forward.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, what do you mean kept in the loop? General, we are the loop.
We're not going to cut you out, but we do need to take control.
We're just following protocol, Ira. You remember protocol, don't you?
Yeah, I got some protocol right here for you, Russell. Come and get it.
Look, the simple fact is this research must continue under careful government control and scrutiny.
Well, we've already secured the area. We're constructing an airlock into the cavern and a state-of-the-art field research facility.
So, you see, there's not a whole lot for the science department of Glen Canyon Community College to do here.
Did you catch that little condescending tone when he says Glen Canyon
You're
Community College?
You're following well-established federal guidelines that...
Man, please, Russell, don't pull this crap. We deserve to be here.
You deserve to be here. You're lucky anybody's ever let you near a science laboratory again, Ira. You're a disgrace, and a dangerous one at that. Lieutenant, show these men out.
This is horseshit.
It's not over.
You're in for a fight, Russell.
Would you stop following me, please?
Thank you.
We're not gonna bend over and take this!
Fruit basket for Russell Woodman!
Happy holidays, General!
Cured. Dr. Kane, are you asking me to bar the federal government from involvement in a discovery as significant as this one?
No, not at all. We're asking you to make sure that the local scientists who actually made the discovery continue to play a significant role.
They kept us out for almost 2 weeks, and we put our lives on the line to find these little guys, Your Majesty. We just want to be there for them as they grow up.
We were the first team at the meteor site, and all the initial testing was done in our lab, Judge.
The facilities at Glen Canyon Community College are a joke, sir.
They weren't a joke when I went there, General.
Your Honor, if the court would allow me to depose Dr. Kane.
Depose me?
Oh, we think your past is very relevant, Dr. Kane. These issues speak directly to his competence as a scientist.
Dr. Kane, you were a top-level researcher at USAMRIID from 94 to 97, were you not?
Yes, that's correct.
And you were summarily dismissed in the summer of 1997. Any idea why?
My services were no longer required.
Uh-huh. So, in your opinion, your firing had nothing to do with an experimental anthrax vaccine that you developed and administered to nearly 140,000 U.S. soldiers in May of that year.
It may have been a factor. You'd have to ask the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I'll make a note to do that. But for now, can you tell me what happened to the soldiers that were inoculated with your vaccine?
Well, none of them got anthrax, if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
What did they get?
Well, as with any new vaccine, there were certain side effects associated with it.
Could you be more specific?
Well, it was a wide range of things. It's very technical. I'd hate to waste the court's time getting into it right now.
Humor me.
Some debilitating stomach cramps, severe diarrhea, memory loss.
Yes. Go on. Any more symptoms?
Partial facial paralysis, temporary blindness, drooling, bleeding gums, erectile dysfunction, uncontrollable flatulence. I think that's it.
One more question. Do you happen to remember what the soldiers called this illness, Dr. Kane?
Yeah, they called it the Kane Madness.
Keep your head up. You know she wanted to give you some, right?
Were you even in that courtroom?
Getting barbecued like baby back ribs? It's all foreplay, baby.
Oh, we've been hit.
Forget the foreplay, we just got screwed. Empty.
Bad. Very, very bad.
Damn it! I don't care who they are, stealing is stealing.
Okay.
They took the rock, the samples, all the little wormy critters.
All the data's gone. The JPEG files, the DNA sequences, they cleaned us out.
I'm calling the cops.
The cops? They are the cops.
Then what? Let me ask you something. How come you get to be a colonel and I'm just a private?
I was a colonel.
Yeah, and you obviously served your country with distinction.
You should consider yourself lucky. The penalty for impersonating an officer is 5 years in prison.
Yeah, maybe for you, white boy. Me, they hang.
Colonel's first.
I will deny for 12 hours. My toes start curving. Goddamn. Don't worry, I got this.
Pick up that butt, soldier.
Sorry, sir. And tuck that shirt in.
Yes, sir.
Get the door.
Thank you, Private.
Don't get used to this. Gentlemen.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, your girlfriend, 11 o'clock.
Oh, darn it.
That woman's a menace.
Testing 1-2-1-2. 1-1-1-1-2. This is DJ Harry Block here, and I'm an Aquarius.
Harry, will you stop it? I can hear you.
Don't you snap at me unless you want an angry solid gold dancer on your hands.
Lieutenant?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't have anything on my schedule.
Maybe it's the guys from Sector 12 doing a nocturnal specimen run. You know how those guys are.
Oh, yeah.
This place has changed. Can you believe this?
Babies are growing up. 3 weeks, it's already like a rainforest in here.
Ooh. Looks like the kitchen from my first apartment.
Hey, Harry. Check that guy out.
Is it coming or going? The tree just ate it.
Everything down here seems to be food for something else, so let's try to stay off the menu, huh?
Got that right.
Oops.
Ira, come here, look at these little things.
Cool. Hey, snag one.
Snag one?
Yeah, snag one and put him in the bucket.
I seen this movie. The black dude dies first. You snag it.
Oh, don't be scared. Come on, we came for a specimen. Now snag one. Come on. Not going to hurt you. Look, he's turned the other way. He's eating.
Come on. Come on, my little red lobster. Come on. My sexy little crustacean. Come on. Oh! Ira, look at that backside. Theater in the round. That's the kind of trunk space you want in a late model car. Who does that remind you of?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She's been throwing it at you enough.
Dr. Reed?
Bullseye.
Excuse me, Dr. Reed. Did you authorize a walkthrough?
No. Why?
You should probably take a look at something. Here.
That's the kind of rump you'd like to roast, kind of muffin you'd like to butter.
That is a nice image. And I appreciate your assumption that there is an actual sexual human being underneath all Dr. Reed's deep-seated neuroses, but I don't think so.
What?
Yeah. I think she is a humorless ice queen.
Ira, that's just a cover. Don't you know that? All she needs is a good humping.
Oh, Ira. Ira.
Oh! Harry, stop that. We gotta get a piece of the asteroid like we came for it and cut that out. It disturbs me.
Ira!
Now, don't do that behind my back like that.
I'm not doing it.
Now, cut it out.
Okay, I'm just walking.
Ira!
Let's bag that and get the hell out of here.
I'm ready when you are, Colonel. This disco suit is making me chafe. Shoe fly.
Hey, hold it right there.
Dr. Reed, so nice to see you again. We were just leaving.
You realize you're in direct violation of the judge's orders. I could have you arrested right now.
You want to talk about violations? What about our lab?
Have I got a can of Raid?
What are you talking about?
You stole our computer hard drive, our samples, our files, everything.
I didn't steal anything.
Well, your buddies cleaned us out. Those guys right there.
No, we didn't.
Look, damn right.
Let's be honest. You've been trying to grab credit on our discovery from the beginning. All we're trying to do is take back a piece of what's rightfully ours.
Credit has nothing to do with it. I'm concerned with public safety. Is this true? Are you aware of any of this?
No, swimming? Absolutely
hey,
not.
There's something in my
You're
suit.
You're not going to believe him. He openly admitted to hacking into our computer
something
files.
Something in my suit.
Did you do that?
Harry,
did
what?
You?
Ira, there's something in my suit.
It's impossible. It is sealed.
The fly! There's a fly in my suit! Oh, God!
Take off your helmet!
No!
Austin!
Please!
Get on the Austin!
It'll kill it!
You see it? Look, do you see it?
No.
No?
No.
No.
You're all right.
Okay.
Who's the man?
Okay, you're the man.
No, you're the man.
I'm the man.
You're the man.
Okay. Oh, God.
Thing.
Cut me open! That goes for Christmas gift, shooter!
All right, he's moving down his leg.
What do we do?
We might have to amputate.
Phone call.
Whoa, Doc! Don't take the leg! All right, don't let him take my leg.
Is there anything else you can do? He thinks he's an athlete.
Yeah.
Wait, doctor, look.
Ooh. Sitting for his testicles.
Take it! Take the leg!
Wait. going the other way.
All right, give me some forceps. I might be able to catch it in his colon.
How are you going in?
Rectally.
I'll get the lubricant.
There's no time for lubricant.
There's always time for lubricant.
All right, flip him.
Go.
Okay, here we go.
You gotta try to relax,
buddy.
Right,
he's gonna be okay.
I'll shove this gurney up your ass. See if you relax, Ira.
Cheek spreader.
All right. I'm going in.
No!
Don't clench. Don't clench.
You're so brave. You're so brave.
A little more.
No more.
A little deeper.
No! Deeper!
Squeeze my hand. Squeeze it.
Almost there.
Open
breathe.
Up. Open up.
Breathe.
Open up.
Breathe. Breathe.
I'm breathing.
Almost there.
You're there.
Yeah. Oh, it's over. It's over. Oh.
Just died.
Don't you ever do that again!
Oh, you should have seen the size of that thing he had inside. He was like this, man. You took it like a man.
You're
like
all right. You're all right. You did great. Can we get you anything? Do you need anything?
Ice cream. I'd like an ice cream, please.
What flavor?
It doesn't matter. It's for my ass.
Now I'm a Hawaiian warrior? You know, I'm thinking seriously about moving, maybe down to California. Start over.
Because of the fireman thing? Big deal, you flunked out. You know how many times I've flunked in my life? A ton.
Hey, cool boy.
You watering down to Mai Tais?
No, sir. But let me fix you something special. Because you're nothing but a big, fat monkey turd.
Excuse me?
What?
Drink's almost ready.
Here you go. Mm-hmm.
That should tide you over.
You and Zoom? Don't forget, folks. That's what you get, folks, for making a whoopee. Oh, ah! Damn it! That's gonna stain. Man.
Barry, where are you? I can't see you. Where are you?
I'm down here, my pet, by the water. No!
Could have died. What were you thinking?
Desperate, man. Been exiled out here in Arizona for 5 years, watching the world pass me by, and this amazing discovery literally falls into my lap. I look at it as my ticket out of here. But I don't suppose that you would understand that.
Oh, no, how could I? I'm just a humorless ice maiden in desperate need of a good humping.
You heard that, huh?
Loud and clear. Don't think you know so much about me. You don't.
I'm sure I don't. Thank you for not calling the cops. Mm-hmm.
car before.
No more brand for me.
Hey, girls.
Cut it out.
Hey, it's the meteor guy.
Hey, what's in the bag? Your blow-up doll?
Oh, no. I got something that you're really gonna like. What happened to you?
Shut up.
You guys teach here?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about taking some classes, but I decided to hit the job market early and get a jump start on things.
Can we help you?
Yeah. Guy got killed at my country club last night. A real douchebag, you know. That just doesn't make it right, you know. With an animal attack.
Isn't that something? Happened by the water hazard on the fourth green. The lady he was banging saw the whole thing. Anyhow, we chased this sucker around the fairway, and then it died in a sand trap.
It just died? How?
Like it was choking to death. You know, stopped breathing. Anyway, it's like nothing I ever saw before. I thought you guys might want to take a look at it.
Jill, you've got some kind of infestation here.
Huh?
You have a serious bug problem.
What?
Jill, there's something in your closet.
Open the door, Grace.
Me? It's your house. Get a dog.
We don't have a damn dog.
I don't think that's a dog. It's like some kind of rodent.
Or a muskrat or pig. Well, how the hell did it get in here?
Doesn't look too healthy, does it?
Well, it's frightened. Look, he can barely breathe. He's so scared.
Come on, cutie pie. Don't be afraid. Come on. Kuma's a good boy.
That thing.
Pick me up in an hour. No, two. Well, like an hour and a half would be good. Hi. Do you have any messages for me?
Two single beds, please. We're fighting.
Ira, come on. I'm tired. I've had like 2 hours of sleep. I gotta go take a shower.
They're spreading.
You're talking about the golf course? Yeah, we're all over it. Woodman sent a team out there 2 hours ago.
Huh? Well, it's too bad you missed a 5-foot amphibian that's lying dead in my lab. They're adapting. We gotta shut it down.
No, you're overreacting. We can handle this.
Nice to be arrogant like you. We're both aware of what that led to. Take me seriously, Allison.
I do take you seriously.
Well, you got to talk to Woodman because he won't listen to me. We got to kill these things while we still can.
All right. I'll discuss it with him, but I can't promise you anything.
Thank you. Oh, just one more thing.
Yeah.
Do you think he could ever be attracted to me?
Bye, Ira.
It's just food for thought. She's mine.
So I've been an adjunct professor for going on 4 years now, but I'm hoping this whole alien brouhaha will net me an honorary doctorate somewhere. You gonna finish that bacon?
Yeah, I'm gonna finish it. I ordered it, didn't I? So, about coaching girls volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get to see them take showers?
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I shower with them.
You're kidding me, right?
Hey.
So?
She's gonna talk to Woodman.
Ah.
Coffee.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Mm. Okay.
So level with me, fellas. Is there some sort of alien attack happening here?
We don't know.
Excuse me, could I borrow your cream?
Hi, Denise.
Hello, Ira. Still setting the world on fire?
Oh.
That's Ira's ex over there sitting with the cop.
What's with the police escort? You're not under arrest, are you? I don't see any handcuffs.
Funny. This is my friend, Sam. He's about to make the
picture. I know, Sam. We go way back.
Hi. Hey, congratulations, Sam. Maybe you can look into what happened to my missing shirts.
I tell you about that? She walked out with like 2 or 3 of my shirts. I'm not off on the law, you know, like with law enforcement, but is it against the law when you walk out of somebody's house with what they own anymore?
You want a shirt?
No.
Seriously, take it.
Oh, come on.
No. You must be cold, right? Oh. Are you cold? Is that it? Why should I get to wear the shirt when it's your shirt?
Just calm down. It's amazing how many women just open their shirt to him.
Sure, he'll let you borrow the shirt for just today. Isn't that right, Professor?
Niner, we got a code 1272 over at Valley Vista. It's a corner of Robinson.
1272? That's an animal attack.
1099 responding.
We gotta go, babe.
Yeah?
They're calling.
Be careful out there.
Oh, you gotta take care of the check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want those shirts back, Denise.
Hey, you gotta admit, this animal attack has kind of an ominous feel to it, doesn't it?
Check it out.
Check it out.
All right!
Looks like we're under the microscope here, so let's be very systematic and subtle in what we do. No cowboy stuff, okay?
No problem.
Hey, professionals.
Officer Johnson.
All right, fellas, what are you doing here?
We heard about the animal attack.
And part of our job with the college and state health departments is to ascertain if there's any health risk here.
Okay, you know what? No, not this time. Forget about it.
You didn't touch it with your bare hands, did you?
Would that be a serious no-no?
You did?
He touched it.
That's not good.
You shouldn't have touched it.
What do we do?
I don't know. We shouldn't have touched it.
Okay, why don't you guys come on and take a look?
I'll be checking things out around here in this vicinity.
Oh! Whew.
This dog is all ass.
Gee, Ira. Look at this, man.
It would have come from in here, right?
It's just used for storage and access under the house.
Looks like he crawled right through the dirt right there.
Hey, guys. I was conducting a parameter check. And there's something you better see. If you guys like that thing, you're gonna love this.
What is it?
What? This? I tell ya.
See, they're crawling out. They're trying to breathe in our atmosphere. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to adapt yet.
Hey, Ira.
Yeah.
I think I know how these things got here.
How?
Well, this entire area is just a honeycomb of caves and old mine shafts. If memory serves, the Mojave cave system starts just a few miles from here. It's west of the golf course. Runs into the foothills, continues down to the Kaibab Plateau, and goes right into Lake Powell. Our cave is smack dab in the middle of the system. It's all connected.
Could you repeat that?
I'm impressed.
Hey, beneath this calm, sexy exterior beats the heart of a true scientist.
Whoa! Guys, that one's moving.
The hell is it doing?
I think it's trying to breathe.
Oh! That's like a big loogie!
Mazel tov, it's a boy.
It's oxygen tolerant.
It's flying away. Is that a bad thing?
Only if you're a human being.
You know how much I hate shopping.
We need to find you something nice for Thanksgiving.
I've got enough clothes.
Tony, I think that color's great on you.
No.
Might be the place.
Ever used one of these before?
Just because I'm a school teacher don't make me a pussy.
Hey, ladies, there's a flying extraterrestrial in the store. Can we focus? Was a giant, nasty alien bird in a department store, where would I be?
Lingerie.
Not you, the bird.
Lingerie.
You go low, I'm going high, guys.
find this damn thing?
I lost him.
Let's go.
How do you lose a 20-foot bird in the mall?
Ira, I don't know. So what do we do now? I think we've established that caca, caca, and tookie, tookie don't work.
Right. Sorry.
All right. So what do you say, Ira? Pack it in?
You are so beautiful to me.
Step back, Harry. I'm going to shoot him.
No, stand down. I'm going to kill this one myself.
Give me a chance. I'm communicating here.
You are so beautiful to me.
Wayne, would you please stop because you are embarrassing me?
Can't you see you're everything? You're everything that I hope for.
Yeah, sing, sing. Rub some funk on it.
And you're everything I need. You are.
Here he comes. You grab the girl. I'm going to get the bird.
Got it.
You are so beautiful to me.
Again.
Good.
So what do you want? Light meat or dark?
You have to ask. Dead now. Yep.
Vista housing community, where just below me there are dozens of giant, odd-looking dead creatures. Now, we should stress to our viewers that to this point we have received no official word.
But all I saw was this ugly tentacle thing come out of the ground. Tried to grab my, private parts, bat it away,
atmosphere, anxiety and confusion in the greater Grand Canyon area. And so we stand outside the state capitol building awaiting any comment from the governor's office concerning the nature and origin of these extraordinary creatures.
Tell me why I was not informed that we have goddamned aliens crawling all over my beloved state. Right now, I've got 400 meat-picking media vultures camped outside my office. They know more about this thing than I do. Now, I ought to throw the whole goddamn jacked-up bunch in prison. Not that cushy federal place with the loose jumpsuits. State prison, with the crotch finders.
I'm terribly sorry, Governor, but there were some earlier security breaches made by Dr. Kane and his team.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
We thought it best to keep a lid on the situation in the interest of national security.
General Woodman.
I believe the governor's question was directed at me, Dr. Reed.
All right, put a plug in it. I'm not interested in your bureaucratic crapola. What I really want to know is how bad this thing is.
It's bad, Governor. Now, according to the new ground sensors and the satellite thermal scans, they indicate a potential problem.
I don't know how to read all this. What kind of a problem? Now, somebody, please, take this ugly bag of snakes and lay them out straight for me.
Please, allow me, Governor.
And you are?
Dr. Alice Reed.
Katie.
How do you do? Carla, would you mind? Okay, the red markings in these projections indicate the growth of the alien ecosystem. Unless we do something immediately, we will lose Glen Canyon in 3 days.
Great merciful Christ.
In a week, the rest of Arizona, then the entire Southwest. In 2 months, the United States officially belongs to them, and we are extinct.
You gotta be shitting me.
Come on, admit it. You're glad to see us. Huh?
I, for one, am glad to see you. Call the MPs, have these men arrested.
Hey, we just blew a giant alien bird out of a department store. We're covering up your mess. Governor, Dr. Ira Kane. I'm the chairman of the science department at the Glen Canyon Community College, and this is my associate,
Harry Phineas Block, adjunct professor of geology. Voted for you.
Wayne Gray. Took some chemistry in high school.
Now, you two gentlemen are the original discoverers of the phenomena. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, they are, and they're also responsible for the mess we're in right now.
Ooh, here we go.
They broke into the contained area a few days ago and breached our safety procedures.
Unwittingly causing the dissemination of alien organisms outside the security area.
Liar, liar, pass the fire! Criminal charges are in order here.
This is bullshit!
All right, shut up, all of you. Listen, my state out there is being overrun by vicious aliens. Now, you're all supposed to be the experts. I want to know right now, and I want to know it quick. How the hell are you supposed to deal with this?
This is an outline of the infected area as of this afternoon. Now, Governor, my plan is to evacuate everyone from within 5 miles of the perimeter.
Evacuation? Talking about 10,000 people there?
Yes, sir. We evacuate, make it safe, and then we burn the alien menace right the hell out of there.
With what?
With napalm. Lots and lots of napalm.
Napalm? Why don't you just nuke them while you're at it?
What about nukes?
Pull your horns in there, boys. Nobody's dropping an H-bomb on my state. Well, let's talk about napalm and burning things. Got a chance. Makes me very damn nervous.
Well, it should. We have no idea how they'd react to such an attack on a cellular level.
Governor, it is time for a military solution. This will work.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry to interrupt. You better take a look at this.
What?
Sure.
What? What, you called me after this?
Well, sir, one of the creatures just destroyed Video 4.
All right, what's going on down there?
My God, they've evolved into primates.
Oh, now that's a face for radio.
Just took out 6 and 7. All the monitors are down.
Well, that can't be good.
That's the elevator.
We have no personnel down there.
They breached the airlock.
What, the fuzzy no-nose chimp?
Call for backup. Prepare to fire.
It's empty, sir.
Oh!
shot. I'll take that now.
General, you have my full support to do whatever you need to do. However much firepower it takes, can melt the whole place down to beaded glass if that's what it takes. Just get these hell-blown creozoids out of my state.
Thank you, Governor. I'll be ready to go by noon tomorrow.
Good, sir. Where have you two been?
I was getting out of the way.
Get up. Get me out.
Science project's over. I want you and your people gone. Soldier, escort these men out.
Yes, sir.
Don't you have work to do?
You are such an asshole.
You know, when a woman expresses anger, it's often...
Shut up.
She harbors...
Shut up.
Okay. I know what a car is. Wait for a hand.
Hey, guys! Got room for one more?
Hell yeah.
Who wants to be deputy director of the CDC anyway? The real money's in the private sector.
You sure about this?
Oh, yeah. Listen, it may not seem like much now, but I managed to get your research files and your original samples. So, if we survive this, you guys will get the credit.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
No, thank you. Let me get...
No, I got it.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. We haven't been formally introduced yet. I'm Wayne Gray.
Oh, hey, I'm kind of with him.
Oh, that's cool.
Buckle up, Allison. We're rolling.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Discovered you in that cave. You were scared and alone. It was just you, me, and Harry. In the beginning, those were good times, huh? So why don't you level with me now? You can trust me. Just talk to me. Just tell me the secret. Tell me the answer. Tell me how to kill you.
You are losing it, pal.
What is that stuff, anyway? Some of the original liquid material from inside the meteor.
Why hasn't it evolved like the rest?
I don't know. Maybe because it was refrigerated. It was locked in an airtight case. It didn't have anything to metabolize with. But regardless, that doesn't give us any kind of clue as to... When did you start smoking?
Not much of a point to clean living anymore.
It was miracle grow.
Fire. The organisms were dormant in space, and then they collided with the Earth's atmosphere, and bam! Heat, fire. That's the catalyst.
So if a little teeny match, you know, catalyzes this stuff like this, what's a ton of napalm gonna do?
So much for the military option.
You better call that dick general.
That's a lot of napalm.
Yes, it is. We're going to blow those damn creatures straight to hell. We'll flush them out along the mine shafts, then mop up the edges as they run trying to escape the flames.
Excuse me, General. There's an urgent call from Dr. Reed. She says she has important information about the mission.
Oh, really? Well, unfortunately, I'm not available. Anything more?
No, sir.
He blew me off. Can you believe it? That bastard wouldn't even take my call.
Well, you did call him an asshole.
Hey, Dr. K. We got beer! Time to party!
Well, I'll take one of those.
Hey, me too. I just quit smoking.
What are you boys doing here?
Thought you could use a brewski, you know, to mellow out. Kick back and chill.
Yeah.
But have a beer, relax. It's going to help you with your research.
Yeah, help you with your research.
Whoa! Look at that thing!
Whoa! Hey, can we have that when you guys are done with it?
Fellas, thank you for your help and for the beers, but really, we're working here.
Hold it. Look at that.
What are you doing?
Selenium. That could be the answer. I'm looking at the periodic table on your t-shirt here, and I'm seeing this pattern emerge. Take off your shirt. I'll show you.
Yes!
No, I don't think so.
All right, look. We are a carbon-based life form.
You pulling, Dr. K?
We moved down here, and you found our poison, arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
But the aliens are nitrogen-based, right? You make the same move, down and over, and where do you find yourself?
Selenium.
Selenium. It could be as lethal to them as arsenic is to us.
And with their metabolic rates, it'll kill them fast.
Okay. Selenium. How much do we need?
500 gallons could do it, should do it.
500 gallons?
Yeah.
I hate to be a buzzkill, but where are we going to get that at 2 in the morning?
No problem.
Yeah, we can get that.
Head and Shoulders.
The dandruff shampoo?
Yeah, that's the stuff. The active ingredient is selenium sulfide.
Oh. How do you know that? You don't know anything.
Haven't you noticed how shiny and flake-free our hair is?
Okay. This is the best idea we got. Let's give it a shot. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get the troops together. We're getting shampoo!
Mm-hmm.
I've got the perfect vehicle. Good. Donald, you just got your raise.
Yeah! Yeah!
There's something I feel I should tell you, but I don't know exactly how.
Well, just say it. We're adults, and we're all about to die a very horrible death soon anyway, so...
I would have rocked your world.
You already have.
Ready, we're all full! Battle Station!
Can we continue this discussion?
Yes.
Let's shampoo us some aliens!
Lots of soldiers around.
There's an old abandoned silver mine about half a click south of here. We can sneak into the cave through there.
Half a click? What are you, in Vietnam?
Hey, I'm digging this. Work with me, baby. Work with me.
sure this leads to the main cavern?
It'll definitely lead us somewhere. Geology is not an exact science.
Where are you? Where are you, my little aliens? Show yourself. Warm to the touch.
Highly acidic.
Harry, we do not have time for you to act like you know what you're doing.
Hey, what happened to the respect?
Come on, Whitman's going at noon. We gotta hurry.
Very good. Are the troops in place?
Ahead of schedule.
Excellent. We can go early.
Oh, no. What is he doing here?
Governor Lewis!
I don't see anything burning. Where are all the explosions?
We're just getting underway. Didn't know you were coming to see the show, sir.
You damn well better make it a good one, Sergeant.
That's General.
Not if you screw this up. Keeping my chair warm for me, are you? Thank you. I'll take a pair of spy glasses and a hot chocolate.
Give me your hose, Wayne. Get up top. When I give you the signal, start pumping the selenium.
Got it.
Spray all around the meteor. Get the hell out of here as fast as we can. Wayne, charge the line now! That's the napalm!
From the field are
excellent, sir.
Very good.
Keep it together, Wayne. Keep it together.
What the hell is that thing? napalm forced an evolutionary response, just like a match in the Petri dish.
That's evolution?
Survival of the fittest. Often the simplest organism is the strongest.
Guys, it's freaking out!
It's starting to have some sort of spaz attack.
Oh no, that's not spazzing out. It's getting ready to divide.
Mitosis.
Wait. There's gonna be more of these things?
Yeah, a lot more.
Cycle starting all over again. It's gonna go on growing and doubling until it takes over.
Yeah. But we were here first.
So a head and shoulders idea. Is that still the plan or what?
I'm driving.
I don't care if he's on Air Force One. They've got phones on there. I've seen them. I don't think this is going to wait an hour. Hey, what's that fire truck doing out there?
Can you believe this?
We gotta find a point of attack. Allison, stop. Right here.
Here we go!
Get the ladder up! Leave me to Ozzy.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Going up top.
Not before me. I got a major score to settle.
Go!
But that damn thing's getting bigger. What the hell are those guys doing with that ladder?
Looks like they're getting ready to administer a jumbo enema. We got one shot. Let's do this.
It's payback time!
Keep it in there! What does it look like I'm doing? It's working! Oh my god! Get the next, my friend, you big spectre!
Here we go, sir. Just relax. We'll have you just as good as new.
I am happy to report that absolutely all remaining traces of the alien menace have now been eradicated using the selenium shampoo formula developed right here. Now, let me introduce our civilian scientist heroes and their team, the best that the great state of Arizona has been privileged to produce.
Well, this is your moment. You wouldn't want to miss this for anything, huh?
Firstly, I would like you all to meet Wayne Gray. As of today, fully credentialed firefighter.
I spoke to the chief.
Oh, thanks, Governor.
Now our next hero, Professor Harry Block, noted geologist and the winningest coach in North Arizona's women's volleyball.
Appreciate that, Governor. Very kind. First of all, let's give it up to God. With him, all things are possible. Basically, we just played tough defense. Took it one alien at a time, and we were able to come away with the big W. Thank you.
And finally, Doctors Ira Kane and Allison Reed, whose tireless efforts in research and academic findings led to the...
I think he's giving her a bit of the Kane madness.
Wow. Fighting the alien menace can be tough work.
And so is keeping your hair clean, shiny, and dandruff-free.
So it's a good thing that we always keep a healthy supply of
Head and Shoulders around the house.
Please let me comfort you.
It's the end of the world right now.
Please let me kiss your lips.
The last minute on earth.
Would you love me if
the end of the world right now.
Let's pretend it is
the last minute on earth right now.
Regrooving the dream. Regrooving the...